This is Daily Discipleship with Leroy Imes. Stay tuned for the next 4 minutes of practical insight and encouragement from the Bible for your daily walk with Christ. Daily Discipleship is a radio outreach of the Navigators, an international Christian ministry dedicated to helping people around the world grow in obedience to Jesus Christ. And now, Leroy Imes.
What is hell like? Some years ago, I was talking to a man about how to make sure he had eternal life. He said, "Leroy, I'm not sure I want to live forever." I told him, "That's not the issue. There is nothing you can do about that. You will live forever. The question is, where?" "It will be in one of two places. You will either spend eternity in heaven or in hell. And the choice is yours." And our question today is, what is hell like? Jesus said the unsaved shall be cast into outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. And in another place, he said, the unsaved will be cast into a furnace of fire. There shall be wailing and gnashing of teeth. Here, hell is described as a place of outer darkness and a furnace of fire. And in each case, he put the little word "the" in front of the words weeping, wailing, and gnashing of teeth. The weeping, the wailing, the gnashing of teeth. Meaning that in hell, there will be the kind of weeping, wailing, and gnashing of teeth you have never heard before. The Apostle Paul gives us further insight into what is hell like. He said that when those who know Christ as personal Savior die, they will be absent from the body, but will be present with the Lord. Think of it. When we die and leave this earth, we will enter into the everlasting presence of God. But this is not true for those who reject Christ and reject His gospel. The Bible speaks of when the Lord Jesus Christ shall be revealed from heaven with His mighty angels in flaming fire, taking vengeance on them that know not God and that obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. They, He says, will be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of His power. Notice that fact very carefully. Those who know Christ will spend eternity with God. Those who do not know Him will spend eternity apart from God. And this is the greatest punishment of all. Try to imagine a place where the love of God, the grace of God, the peace of God, the joy of the Holy Spirit, the tenderness of Jesus Christ are all absent. Some have asked, will there be a second chance? Will there be a way for people to escape from hell? No, the Bible teaches that the unsaved persons stay in hell, and they will stay there forever. No, my friend, there is only one way to escape from hell, and that is to not go there in the first place. Jesus Christ is your only deliverance. The Bible says, salvation is found in no one else, and there is no other name under heaven given to men by which we must be saved. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. Right now, you can turn to Christ in repentance and faith and receive the gift of eternal life. Don't put it off. Do it now.
The Bible is a treasure chest of God's promises for us today. To help you discover and claim those promises, we'd like to send you a free subscription to the Navigator's devotional guide magazine, Daily Walk. To receive your free copy, write The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934, and ask for Daily Walk. That's The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934. Join us on Daily Discipleship.